Good morning. So, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Let's start our final panel for the policy dialogue on digital and green transformations. Today, I'm delighted to be a moderator of the final panel. My name is Annie, and I represent Georgia's Innovation and Technology Agency, which is supervised under the Ministry of Economy and Sustainable Development of Georgia. So we already talked yesterday about the role of innovation and public-private partnerships in digital and green twin transformation, and the opening panel in the morning and the two panels yesterday afternoon. And we then went into details on two specific areas of application for public-private partnerships, the green transformation to a circular economy and the digital transformation of public services. This morning, we will go into some more detail on innovations for the twin transformations, including by bringing in some sectorial perspectives and also by looking at things not only from the perspective of advanced countries, but also of less advanced countries. And we have a great lineup of panelists that are very well able to convey these different perspectives, and we will move back and forth between them during our discussion. So let me introduce our distinguished panelist, Mr. Filippo Adrari. He is CEO of Plus Value Italy, and he will join us online. Mr. Andrei Silvio Covatariu, who is the co-chair of UNEC Task Force of Digitalization and Energy. Ms. Bojana Femic-Rodasovic, Executive Director of Innovation Fund, Montenegro. Mr. Angel Gonzalez Sanz, who is a Chief Science and Technology and ICT Branch, United Nations Conference of Trade and Development. Mr. Elias Jakodovic is Advisor of Digital Aspects of Green Transition of DigiConnect, European Commission, and he will also join us online. Ms. Lupka Mitkovska, co-founder and global program manager, Accelerate 2030, and Ms. Igor Yogorov, National Academy of Science of Ukraine. So, welcome, all distinguished panelists, and let's start the discussion. So digitalization has great potential to contribute to greening our economies in many ways. Interconnected smart devices and big data analytics can save resources and reduce climate gas emissions by helping governments, firms, and citizens to manage infrastructure, factories, buildings, and household appliances more efficiently. However, significant challenges remained around bringing digital divides within the across countries and aligning the incentives for innovations in the digital economy with the imperatives of green growth and security, privacy, and ethical concerns. Even as these challenges are surmounted, the expansion of the digital economy itself risks putting additional pressure on the environment and natural resources. If the potential of the digital transformation for the green transformation is to be realized, innovation efforts will have to be directed also to reduce the environmental footprint of digital technologies themselves. This panel will discuss policy options to create favorable conditions for accelerating innovations that drive the twin transformations. As I already mentioned, I also represent emerging economy, and Georgia's Innovation and Technology Agency started building innovation ecosystem since 2017, and we have done a lot of progress, and I'm a great supporter of innovative startups. So I'm wondering, and as we are a semi-governmental agency, I'm wondering to share the best practices with you, and also to address the following questions: how can innovative digital technologies and associated business models contribute to the green transformation and the circular economy transition? How can public policy catalyze and accelerate this process? Let's start with Ilya Lyakhodovits. Ilya, DigiConnect is responsible for developing a digital single market to generate smart, sustainable, and inclusive growth in the European Union. So what, in your view, is the realistic potential and of the digital transformation, taking into account not just the positive contribution, but also the real negative effects?
Well, thank you. Thank you for the invite. Thank you for the possibility to talk. So I am working in the European Commission in DG Connect. So I'm working on the digital aspects of the Green